Hallelujah.
Why not show third John, right? Show us quickly. I want to show you the dimensions. What happens to you when you pray this way? We pray. Have you noticed that many times when you pray beyond the things that you perceive is your need and the places where you want to touch in prayer, there are bounties that is made available to you. You see, when you enter into God is an eternal dimension, and the possibilities that is given to you in that frame of reference is beyond whatever you can think of in time, which is why it is on that basis that the scripture said that God is able to do what? So there is a capacity to exceed your prayer point. Now, you started praying, especially when you are praying in the spirit. You pray to some point and you will notice that God did beyond what you prayed for. Probably you are praying, I don't know what you are praying for. You just notice that night, the witch that used to look for you couldn't touch you. But you never, are you with me? But you never got to the point of praying against witches. But that night you won the warfare. That is, now he said in that scripture, this is where I'm going. Don't change it. He said, exceedingly abundantly, above all you can ask or think. Don't stop there. According to the power that is at work. This is what it means. When you pray, especially the way we pray, you get into the plane of power. And that power begins to work. The possibilities of its working is beyond what you can think in your prayer point. Are you getting this one? So the power makes the same thing. You came praying, oh God, heal me. But as you are praying, once you get into that realm of power that works, you can make so much power available inside that it can deal with demons, deal with sickness, deal with lack, deal with beyond what you came for. The reason why you came for, the power at work went beyond it. Actually, there is a negative dimension. The negative dimension is that all these things that is spoken about is dependent on the available power. Not the power of God, the one that is working in you. The possibilities given to you as an individual is dependent on the power at work in you, not the power of God. The day you understand some of these points, you stop saying that God didn't answer me this one. No. You have not entered the plane, the energy level, where these things you speak about is possible. When you enter there, you will see that many things that we call prayer points are not prayer points. They are just demands on us to grow. When you grow to that point, just notice that naturally many things dropped off on their own. They dropped off. You have entered the plane in God where those things are normal. There are possibilities. Your ambience have started hosting them. There is a place you get into God. You stop praying for favor. Favor me this week. Favor me. It's not a prayer point. Are you with me? The God of favor. Favor me. Favor me. Is good. Pray it, but it's because you have not entered the plane. When you enter a plane, people look at you, your enemies look at you. They say, if I see you, I will do. When they see you, something about your carriage will make them to favor you. I've never asked a man to help me that refused. Even if you are my enemy, once they stand before me, they help me. And I don't pray for it. If you like, say, I'm his enemy. I will ask you for something after this service. You will clear your account. Yes. If I need something, I don't want to. If I need something, you will clear your account. You, as you are giving, you'll be thanking God that this man is accepting and you think it's normal. Eh? You just came in the presence of a charged spirit. And when he's charged, the energy attracts you to himself. It's no more prayer point. You charged to the point in the spirit where those things are your possibilities. You carry it as an ambience from place to place. And when you meet that person, I said, you subdue whatever is around him by your ambience. When he looks at you like this, he can't do anything. I just gave you a powerful secret. So it's good to, on the immediate, to be praying for things. But it's better to host those possibilities. Sometimes when you have it to a certain extent, everybody that is connected to you begins to benefit from the same thing. Yes. Some people, their father is hosting the possibility of lack. I mean, yeah, poverty. Hey, there is a spirit of poverty. A man of God came to a meeting and I've tried it. The people are doubting. He said, I command you, spirit of poverty, come out of him. Boom, he threw one young man. Bah, 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 bah. They did the young man interview. He's struggling to eat and he's walking like bulldozer and he's eating like rat. The spirit of poverty, it will drain you of all your energy and make sure you end up with nothing. My brother, I've started thinking like Solomon. Huh? Sometimes it's not too much, it's not about too much labor. Yeah, exactly. Labor is good when something spiritual is already at work. If not, you just kill yourself. And when you come out, you wonder why the other person, he is a custodian of wisdom. The Bible said that the labor of a fool does what? Wearies him. So just because you are laboring means nothing. If have you been laboring and no result? It's foolishness. I know you won't believe, but on those days you have been foolish. You need somebody to tell you. I'm telling you, don't look away. Some people will not greet me after this service. But I'm a doctor, you see. Spiritual one. Anytime I'm coming, or is he a nurse? I'm coming with injection. And I don't come with 20 milligram, I come with 500. The one, if they should, you won't walk for 2 days. But when you get it, you will thank me. If you have not received a shot from me, then probably you have been a vagabond. Huh? Have you received or not? I've forgotten how many I've given you so far. Listen, I want to show you something. Look at this. I will show you a few scriptures. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou what mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hey, this is a classical scripture of, this is a principle on how to retain prosperity, eh, and not lose yourself along the line. You see, the challenge of man is that because man, even before you get born, you got born again, but before you got born again, you were serving another dimension. The scripture was telling us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said that there are two men. The second one now is heavenly. But the first one is earthly. But he said the challenge with this is that it was not first heavenly. It was first earthy or fleshly. That's the problem. So you lived in the flesh and was reconstructed with the mindset of the flesh and made for long. And then now you got born again. See the problem? So he said, if we lived after the earthly before, we have to consciously now live after the heavenly. You see, but all these constructions are stuff happening in our soul. See, because the spirit traps the reality of God, the recreated human spirit. Unfortunately, if there will be a functionality on this realm, then what is in the spirit have to break out. Has to break out. That is what people like Watchman Nee calls the release of the spirit. And before there is the release of the spirit, there must be the breaking of the outer man of the flesh. See, that is the general purpose of praying and groaning. The flesh cracks. But you need to know when it happens so that you can take advantage of that crack and bring something into this realm. That is actually what we call bettings of the spirit. And according to the scripture, for we to have the possibility of betting things, the spirit can give bet, but there need to be a crack. That is why we say, when you hear me say, you need to pray until your soul is cracked. You need to understand what I'm saying. It is at that point only that the spirit can give bet at the breaking of the outer man of the flesh. Then the spirit releases what is inside. At that point, the spirit has what? giving birth. It is only that which is born of the spirit that we can keep hope and pace with. Any other thing will disappoint us along the way. Are you getting the point? So this is it. These things trapped in our spirit, the realities of the new creature, your spirit doesn't recognize poverty, sickness, and all those things. It doesn't recognize it. If you are born again, it's only this realm, it's only your soul. And Satan knows that your possibilities can be trapped forever, and you will never experience the things that is yours in Christ if it is not released from the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why you need to grow. What die? And then the scripture is saying now, when as a result of the crack, the dimensions of the recreated human spirit, empowered, nourished, informed by fellowship with the Spirit of God, and I hope you understand the three dimensions of the spirit: fellowship, intuition, and what? Communion. So at that level, there is transaction between your recreated human spirit and the Spirit of God. Fundamentally, that is the difference between the spirit of a man that is born again and the one that is not born again. These riches of contact, communication between the Spirit of God and the spirit of that man is cut off. So when you are born again, remember I taught you that one of the things that happens, that regeneration is in three dimensions. One of the things included in regeneration is called what we call made alive unto God. How many of you have heard alive? Not just alive. Alive unto who? That means before that day, you are alive but not to God. That means God reality, God dimension, God life is cut off from you. So even though it is existing, that kind of man cannot benefit from that. But in regeneration, you are now made alive, reconnected to those possibilities. And in fellowship and in koinonia, you benefit from the riches of God, tabernacled in the Spirit of God. By the principle of the mingling, as I've taught you, the Bible said that he that is joined with Christ is one spirit. It is mingling. So when your spirit mingles with the Holy Spirit, he comes there and transfers energy to your spirit. But you have to know by revelation that there is energy trapped in your spirit. That's how some of us pray. I know there is energy trapped in my spirit, but my body is weak. It seems as if I'm feeling dry in my soul. It's not moving. I say, nah, lie. I have walked the path for too long to be deceived by the things I see in my body. By the way my soul reacts. Sometimes my feelings will be disturbing me. See, the realm we speak about is beyond your feelings. What you feel is immaterial. Doesn't matter in this place. I say, I know. Wanda kataka. Oh spirit, come alive. So now if you stay on that path, Satan knows he can't stay for too long. And then suddenly the superiority of the, listen, man will continue to live below, the recreated man will continue to live below his capacity until the spirit is enthroned over the soul. And some of the reason why we fast for 50 days, pray the way we pray, is to maintain a perpetual superiority of the spirit over the soul. Now listen, when that thing continues to flow for long, then the soul becomes cultured as a result of constant contact with those things that is released from the spirit. That is what we call prosperity. Now are you with me? Now, when, remember, the man in this realm functions by what is already installed in his soul. That is where your affections come from. That is where your decisions come from. So, but when you have enough contact with the spirit dimension, and then your soul has been cultured by those things forging from your spirit, a time will come when you want to make decision, you make decision as a result of how much your soul has been cultured by the spirit dimension. You see, just like before you started touching the spirit, certain things cultured your soul. Maybe the way they trained you in your house. The way they trained you in your house is that our people do like this. Everything you are doing is as a result of education. It's not classroom.
Now, every way, every human being that behaved anyway, behaved that way as a result of an education. Maybe you didn't realize when you were educated like that, but nobody functions without education. That is why when you are born in God, nobody leaves you without discipleship, because you need an education in that same life that you have received. Even darkness educates men in darkness. Because even though we fell and we are into sin, if you are not educated in darkness and sin, there is a measure of darkness that your soul will not be exposed to. There are people that are born in a family of love, not the love of God. The love in their family is so much that they did not know evil. I hope you know their families like that. If you see them the way they behave with, there are people that are also born into families of darkness. From when they are small, if they are fighting, they will use bottle and knife. It's not your fault. Environment is part of the things that educates men. See the problem? Now, this is the challenge. You live from what your soul has been filled with, cultured with. Are you getting the point now? Now, listen, listen. So, the riches is trapped in the soul. So, if it's coming from the spirit, the soul will be trapping it. The soul will be trapping it. This is what this man is saying. He said, dependent on what you need, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's progress, all you need to do is to go to the riches that is already trapped in your soul, based on the communication with your spirit dimension. Convert. Convert. And most times, all you need to convert, if there is already riches in your soul, is just your confessions. See, there is no... I see people, they say, we have daily confessions, this, and some of them is not working. It's because they have not stored something yet. Are you getting the point? Because confessions is the basis of withdrawal. But before you withdraw from a bank, there must be deposits. You don't make deposits, you want to, you are a thief, my friend. Now, sometimes some of us come as anointed men of God, and then we give you veto power, we give you overdraft. And based on the anointing and coverage we have in the spirit, you withdraw at that moment. Have you not noticed? You now go back to do another withdrawal, it didn't work. Let me give you an example. If you stay here, you will pray. If you go to that place, wahala. No be so. We gave you coverage. And you are withdrawing. But when you leave, you presented your check. They say, this one is a Dutch check. You don't have money in your account. Are you getting the point? But I want to show you another scripture to nail this. And then I go to my scripture. The scripture I came with, my scripture. Thank God for the scriptures, the Bible, the thing that is there. I just started respecting the scriptures the more, because I've started seeing it working in my life. The things I've seen this period, it is true what God told us. This is the year of light and dominion. This is the year of light and dominion. I'm telling you, I come before elders, they can't explain what I carry. They can't explain it. Dominion is a spirit, my brother. Even your enemy cannot deny you carry something bigger than manifestation. An elder came and asked another elder about me. He said, is it that this young man is proud? He said, no. What is there is something disturbing him. let something disturb you, my brother. Don't be normal. All the time you are normal like this. Something is disturbing me, my guy. Huh? You know they grim me sleep. So when I come and stand before you, what you'll be feeling is what is disturbing me. There is something my brother, God's love, said that I love the most. He said, we are supposed to be gods. Imagine you are functioning that way based on the old covenant capacity. I need to tell you, what if we function to the apex of Adam's dominion, we would have even done more. We are even below
we are functioning below. Talk more of coming over. Do you know what they gave Adam? Adam is enough. The revelation of his dimension is enough for you to do a lot. Let me show you somewhere in Luke, then I go to my scripture. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. 10 and 11. Listen, he said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in what? In much. I don't want to go here. This is a law that an average young man doesn't understand. In fact, many people don't understand that. So if you have not told the person to do, probably told the person to stand here and use mic, he'll be thinking that thing is elevation, is growth. But when the mortars measure you, they are checking the way you wash toilet, the way you scrub the stairs. By God, if I speak of something I've not done, then I don't have authority to teach it. Some of you see me now, you think I'm like this. I washed toilet for 6 years. I have served people. If you serve somebody the way I serve them, that man. If you serve halfway, if you serve me halfway, the way I serve. If you are loyal halfway, the way I was loyal, then I think. See, let me tell you, nothing just happened. Somebody came and told me that your people love you, they are loyal. I just looked at you. I didn't tell the person the real secret. You can only attract the kind of people you are. If somebody that is not loyal comes around you, something will be pushing him away. The wickedness of his heart can't stay. It's not possible. I served the man for long. There is nobody I serve that doesn't have good report of me till now, even if I'm still under you or not, except even the people that Satan hijacked their hearts till when they are normal, like, you know, Saul. What happens to Saul? When Satan is disturbing, he'll be misbehaving, but when he's normal, he will say the truth. I carry the burden as if I carry it. I didn't have a life of my own. I missed exams because I was serving somebody. Don't do it, oh. Are you hearing me? I didn't go home for 2 years. Nothing. I was serving. It's now that I'm saying I'm seeking God. Those days I see it as serving somebody. It's later God now explained to me that thing I'm doing, oh, is seeking Him. I say, washing toilet. Why is washing toilet seeking God? You don't know where God lives. You think He lives on the pulpit. You are gone. He lives in places that men are. He will make sure that there will be few that will enter there. He will hide in uncommon places. I'll be washing toilets. Something there. Somehow, I was the least, but a voice keep telling me, "You won't end like this. I didn't know that's where I was getting ministry authority. Like, if you fight me now, you die. I won't pray about you, you just die. If you're angry with me, problem. If you don't like it, your prayer, like your walk with God, you just start feeling dryness going down. It's normal because you don't know where God brought people through. They don't need to prove any point to you. See, the reason why I'm saying this is, we just need to find out that the person that is not faithful in small, in washing toilet, where is William? In locking the door. Even if the brother say, "We are going to kill you," what we are interested in is, are you hearing me? What did I tell you? Nobody will do anything. I'm just allowing some of them. If one angel knock you on the head, where is Harry? You are my guy. Let me leave you. You are my guy.
That's what is important. One day you will just move from locking gate. Boom! And people will say, ah, how did this one happen? I have seen it happen and happen and happen so much in my life that any place I appear, I make myself the least. Because I know it won't take time. It won't take time. I will be. They ask Jesus, how does it work? He said, the person that serves everybody. That the person is not the person that is ruling everybody, leading. No, the person that is serving everybody. That person is the real leader. The real leader is the one serving everybody. Jesus came as a servant, but he is your God. Serve, serve, serve till he died. You don't know the secret of greatness. Who is the greatest amongst us? So when we appear, the common people will start thinking, where is the position? This is one. Some of us that is wise, we'll be looking for, where are the places? When I went that north that time, I wanted to join your unit. They said I did not come for the training, I won't join. I saw many places that they can see, but I said, no, take me to the toilet. That's where, take me, there is something about the toilet. I'm not saying you should go to the toilet. Please understand context. Are you hearing me? Verse 11 says, if therefore ye have not been faithful, where? In the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust what? There is what we call true riches. And true riches are these things I told you about that gets into your soul as a result of interaction with the Spirit. This is the thing. Huh? This John is trying to tell you that when you are rich in your soul, you can convert it. That the riches we see in the natural is not the real one. The real one is the one that is trapped in a dimension that is convertible. You cannot convert money to true riches, but you can convert true riches to money. Let me give you an example. Of course, you know. Wisdom is one of the true riches. Imagine if you come by wisdom and you solve one problem. How many of you are business guys? You know, the key to money is solving problems. Is it not true? Every money, every problem solved is equal to money. Every problem what solved is equal to. So the scripture is saying, let's forget about the result, the money that comes as a result of solving problem. That your emphasis should be in accumulating what it takes. Are you getting the point? Accumulate wisdom, accumulate anointing, accumulate character, accumulate mindset, knowledge. So he said, if you flow from the dimension of a soul developed and nourished as a result, the life flowing from the Spirit, then you'll be balanced to manage the things that comes to you as a result of conversion. So you can have money as a result of conversion. If your soul is not yet nourished by the Spirit to retain the capacity, you will be lost. Okay? I know you want to have money. If they give you 5 billion like this, if I ask you what you will do with it, you will tell me you will be so sick. It's a proof you don't know what to do with it. Anytime you ask somebody, if they give you 1 billion, what will you do? You say, I will pay tax, I will so sick, I will buy you a car, I will know that person doesn't know what to do with the money. He will think that telling me he will be so sick that as a pastor will impress me. No, it doesn't impress people like me. It's a proof you don't have plan and you don't need the money. Many of you people here that have started business with, and many things we know that you have given me some kind of money and I returned it back to you. Some people want to give one. I say, don't give anything. Don't even give to Revival Hub for months so that let's recover you financially. See, I know we are saying give. Don't give your seed. Don't give your seed. I know. If I say this now, you won't be happy. There is a church that used to give, they used to give their school fees. Don't give your school fees here. They used to give, somebody would come and sell his goods, everything is, and say God told him to sow all the money you are using to
do business. Hey, you won't hear that in here. Every spirit that speaks like that doesn't speak like that in this place. The reason is this. If it's common sense, if you have 500,000 and you can do a business that will give you 100,000 in 1 month, are you showing 500,000 to us? It doesn't benefit us, it doesn't benefit you. Because when you have 500,000, you can get 100,000 a month, 1 million a year. Let's even assume that you decided, I'll be giving God 50%. In a year, we have that 500,000. You too have 500,000. Is it not true? And your capital has increased. So if you make 100,000 in 500,000, in 1 million, how much will you make? 200,000. You say you sow everything. You say everything. We too. When we use your this thing, all of us will be, we'll just stay like this. That's why I was trying to deliver you from that thing. It's not all the time God will tell Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac. All the time your pastor is preaching about giving your Isaac. Every day he's saying, give your Isaac, give your Isaac. How many Isaac is in the Bible? You want to give Isaac, you give it only once. After you have given Isaac in this year conference, tomorrow, next year you give Isaac. How many Isaac do you have? When God has dealt with your heart, eh? The least thing you will do is to give. You need to have money. People that pray like you, they don't have money. I found out. I have to tell you on time. It wanted to happen to me, and I have to sit down and sort out the principles of financial prosperity. And then God started. I used to pray and think that just because I'm praying and saying, God bless me, bless, that's how it takes for me. No. You see people that pray less than you, they have pepper. You will be killing witches, no money. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I came with injection today. Sorry, let me let me stop. Let me read my scripture. In Jesus' name. I have, just give me, can I get 15 more minutes? John chapter 12. I want to briefly teach. Maybe you won't even stop. We'll continue tomorrow. The magnetic power of the cross. The magnetic power of the cross. You see, the scripture was speaking about the kind of death that Jesus died. He said that he was obedient unto death. Even the death of what? The cross. He was obedient unto death. That means the scripture is trying to emphasize to us that there are kinds of death you can die. So a man dies physically, he is not even the real death. To die physically is not even big. How many of you? I don't know. Many of you are very young, but there is a movie those days. That movie, it was a bestseller. Eh? Titanic. You stop smiling, you are too young. Some of you, they have not given, you have not been born when the movie, if you watched it, you watched it later. We are talking about 96 97. How many of you? I know all of you are very young. Titanic. What's the name of those guys? Jack and Rose. In that movie, they say love. I don't know the kind of love that is that, my friend. Listen. Hey, listen to me. Don't abandon your destiny. And you say it's love. Didn't you notice when you die, the person continue living his or her destiny? Say it's love, that you are a foolish person. Come before God, they will judge you. Keep you one side, you will be in shame. Don't allow me to preach love. You won't like the Bible. Love, I know, is death, suffering, in all kinds of things that is there.
you won't like that. The love I have read in is not red ribbon.
It is blood. You see, those times that you want to miss it and God now hit you, bah, and you came into alignment. It was paining you, but you came into alignment. Guess what was at work? It doesn't look like it. I say, Jesus was on that cross. He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. The Father turned his face like this. That is the only way God will show love. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave. You don't know. So watch. Watch what I want to show you now. Who is showing me this one? Okay, keep it, keep it. I think we are going to verse 6 or 16. Now, is it Jack that died for Rose? If I don't see you, I will die. It's a lie. Nobody is dying anything. Yes, nobody is going to die. As long as you are eating well, you won't die. What is before us is our destiny. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The death of the person, does it stop you from fulfilling your destiny? No. That's why you heard when Pastor came to teach us in Sonship Conference. He said that this thing, marriage stuff, is purpose dependent. If you leave me, I will die. Nobody is going to die. Nobody is going to die. Listen to me. Listen. Nobody is going to die. Meanwhile, men have died because of things like that. Is it not true? People have died for those kind of things. Do you know some people have even died for Nigeria and they are still dying? Have you ever thought of dying for Nigeria? It's nightmare. If God doesn't convince you, don't come and die for this nation. Everybody that died for this nation that is not by calling is a waste. Don't die for this. You have to enter into the spirit of patriotism by revelation. If not, there are some people that actually they superimpose their political power and authority by shedding of blood. Yes. There are certain dimensions of witchcraft power you cannot bring to gain superiority in your political adventure if there is no shedding of blood. That's why some of you think blood shedding will reduce. People in power use it to reinforce their throne. You think it's just normal shedding. If there is no shedding, after some time, they will cause one thing, cause one, for no reason, they will shed blood. Are you getting the point? So people have died for many reasons. But the scripture is saying that is not the kind of death I'm talking about. That kind of death is, except God sent you, you die in purpose, it has no spiritual value. There is one, you even die, you receive judgment. For example,
he has left me, I'm under depression. Nobody, my mother, everybody has left me. I will commit suicide.
Hey, except aside the fact that you are foolish, you are ending in hell too. Yes, because your life is one of, to take your life is to take life, and you are not the owner of that life. Are you the owner of your life? So why are you taking it as if it's your own? That's what the American gospel has reduced the gospel to. They think they are the owner of their life, their self, their destiny. So what they believe, that whatever I feel is okay, that is what is correct. You are a fool. In case you get to hear me in America, don't care. That's why some of you want to travel. I don't want to travel abroad though. I want to stay in Nigeria and be preaching and sending it to them. They will see me.
The reason, if you go there now, they have removed Romans chapter 1. Go and read Romans. They have removed many places, especially Romans chapter 1. We will stay in Africa and be firing them. You want to relocate? God just gave me a promotion. They gave me a house in Texas. Olga, America is not promotion again. In the context of the gospel, if God is not sending you, it's demotion, because there is no move there. The Holy Ghost is the mover. The Holy Ghost is the only spirit that moves. Eh? And he's not moving there. And we can't do anything. God is not working except the Spirit. His Spirit is working. So in Africa, the Holy Ghost is moving. And you want me to leave? Go where? You are not seeing sometimes the power of God will lead it. They know they see him for America now. Is what he did with our fathers. They don't know they didn't know they now. God found a throne and sat in Africa. We are going to carry this thing back to them in purity and power. So you are not the owner of your life. But there is a bigger kind of death. The Bible calls it in the context of Jesus. He said that it is the death of the cross. Aside the fact that it is brutal, it is painful, it is also a death of shame. That is why the scripture said, for the glory that was set before him, what did he do? No, he despised the shame. There is a shame every man. Guess what? Jesus took away everything. Have you read the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28? Why not show us quickly? Let me just touch something. I needed to lay some foundations. Even if it's just foundation, we're able to lay on this teaching. This is still teachings in deeper life. You can't possibly talk about deeper life without touching the cross. In fact, in the center of the deeper life, they use the cross like this and nailed it. Bam! Any attempt to enter into the deeper life without encountering the cross is an effort in futility. I've seen people talk big revelation, talk big things. We have immortality in our body. We have this. We are sons. Some people even say that they are God the Father, God the Son. If you see the kind of stuff we are hearing, it's a proof that this generation is not discipled. They didn't go to Sunday school. Because if you went to Sunday school, you will understand Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God. That even the Son is saying the Father is there, and Father is saying the Spirit is there. Nobody is collecting another person's role. So you think your own fulfillment will be in collecting another person's role. You need to be content in your own role. Your powers is in your role. Anyway, I won't go there. He said, look at, let's see 27. Okay, let's see 28. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are what? Heavy laden, and I will what? Give you rest. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you. What is this man talking about? He said, all ye that is heavy laden, I will give you rest. So that means there is a body lifted. But as he's lifting body, he's giving you yoke. I don't understand. There is an aspect in philosophy we did when we were in campus. Who was the man that has that quote, self? He said, man is free, but everywhere he chains. Huh? Who? Thomas Hobbes. Oga, you are supposed to know this. You must know it. Where are all my social science? You know it now. Where is my sister? Huh? Didn't you do UGS 101, 102, 201, 202? That's where I heard it. Me too, I didn't do philosophy. Man is free, but everywhere he chains.
I don't know where that man get the revelation from, but surely it's not common. It means that man cannot come to a point. You can say, you see, when Satan deceived Adam and told him, when you do this thing, you will now be free. There is something Adam doesn't know. That there is no point you can come and you are free. At the point you think you are free, you are a slave to something else. That's why young people, the way they express their freedom is to go to a nightclub, drink alcohol. They didn't know that they just became slaves. That they were actually free before. That they became slaves to another thing now. The real thing now. So that's what happened to Adam. This is what I'm trying to show you. This is what this scripture said, take my yoke upon you. That means, man, that you are given a neck to carry yoke. There is no neck. Are you hearing me? Oh, every human being has a yoke on the neck. So Jesus is telling you, it's better you carry my own, because my own is light. There is no time we meet your neck without a yoke. Every time, every season of a man's life, there is yoke on the neck. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, the person you choose to carry his yoke is what is now important. Said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. One day we'll teach rest. Did you see what was written in the former verse? He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This way he said, you will find rest. So there is a rest that is given, and there is a rest that is found. That is what many new creation reality teachers, they don't understand. Jesus will give you rest, and from the rest that he has given you, you find rest. There is a large place in the spirit. Huh? Where the things that is in the world and the natural cannot touch. How can your father die and he's not touching you? How? That means you have entered the place of rest, and that place is impregnable. Like there is turmoil, the storm in the sea, and Jesus was sleeping in the boat. That is rest. It's not outside of challenges, but as it's happening, you'll be behaving as if you are not the one. It's the plane of rest. That kind of rest is the one that you find. You find it. I don't want to. So my point here is to show you. Are you with me? My point here is to show you that there is no point that a man doesn't have yoke in his neck. Huh? In fact, the call of Jesus is such that before you are able to follow him, he said, if you want to follow me, take up your cross and follow me. This is where he's trying to show another example that the possibility of learning of him is not exclusive of his own learning tools. Did you know that Jesus learned his own obedience? So he's suggesting to you that there are tools with which he learned obedience. That if it is possible for you to enter into his own dimension, that there is no way you'll be exempted from the same tools. Are you getting the point? So the dimension of life he was able to carry in his being and effort is dependent on how much he submitted himself to the supremacy of the cross. Because it is from that plane and platform that life is walked into a man. So he said, if you will be able to follow me, you too, you will what? Carry your cross and what? Follow me. So a man that wants to follow Jesus and accomplish the things that he has ordained for him, that is trying to live in exclusion of the cross, is a man that doesn't know the pattern. Huh? The pattern of life is the pattern of death. See, there is a life that came from death. That is the life that your master uttered. Huh? Called it the author and finish of our faith. He is the one that is the custodian of eternal life. That kind of life is the one that survived death. I mean, that kind of death was not possible until he was brought to the regions of the cross. That was why he made a statement in the book of John chapter 12. He said in verse 31, he said, now is the judgment of this world.
said, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. When is that time? When is now? There is an oppression, there is an activity that occasions now. Are you with me? Except that activity, my God, I feel an anointing in Jesus. Let me finish my teaching. He said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, withdraw all men unto me. Now, there is a scripture. You see, scriptures are not, the Bible said that the scriptures are not given to private interpretation. And if it is possible that you'll be able to understand the context of this scripture, you might have to go to another scripture. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 14, the scripture was speaking. He said there that just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so will the Son of Man be what? How did Moses lift up the serpent? You see, the typification of the serpent in the wilderness is the typification of the curse. Follow me. So, the curse, that curse is a proof of, many people don't understand, the flesh is not just the flesh because it's the flesh. The flesh is the representation of the curse. So, that thing that he lifted up, Moses, and hung the serpent on it, it means that the possibility of redemption can only be found in the plains and cities where the flesh is hung. And he said that anybody that lifts up his eyes and looks on that serpent that is hung will be saved. Guess what? Many people refuse and die. He said, even if the serpent has beaten you, I'm telling you the pathway of life. Even if the serpent has beaten you, guess what? Every man that operates on the plane of the earth once in a while is beaten by the desires of the flesh, is moved in the flesh. You move by feelings, by desires, move by ambition, move by things that can only be traced to the cross. He said, even if you are there, he said, if you can look up and see the cross, there is salvation in the cross. There is deliverance, there is capacity in the cross to minister death to that thing that has held you bound. Everybody that is bound in addiction, bound in any limitations of the heart, whatever, it is because you have not entered into the regions of the cross. There is a plane you enter, you see that salvation from the curse that is captured in the flesh can only come as a result of the ministration of the cross. He said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so will the Son of Man be lifted up. He said, I, when I'm lifted, I will retain the capacity to draw all men. It is in that place that we found out that the cross retains, are you with me? Reduce a little. That the cross has a magnetic power. The magnetic power of the cross is not just the fact that it makes you to be born again. That is the first phase. You see, the intent of God is to draw you out from everything that is not Christ. Guess what? When you are born, you were born in Adam, born in the desire. You see, there are the things of the world, the flesh, self, and many other things. These are the things that, even if you decide today to stop doing some things, you find out that there is no power. Sometimes it has entered into the regions of addiction. It will take the magnetic power of the cross to draw you out from those planes. And in the same way, the same facility that draws you away from that draws you to Christ. Are you with me? This is what Jesus meant in this scripture. If I be lifted up, and the instrument of his lifting was his cross. It means that the cross retains the it is in the cross that Jesus has power. It is by his cross, the cross, that he can draw men. He's trying to say that the cross retains the magnetic power to pull you away from everything you are in the flesh and pull you to all that he is in Christ. Are you getting the point? So men will continue to live below their potentials. They will not be drawn to whom they are in Christ. They won't be drawn to their realities, the Christ life, the God life, the deeper dimensions of life is not possible for a man that have not encountered the cross. It is by the instrument of the cross that Jesus said, I will draw men. That drawing is not just getting born again. It means that by his cross, he can draw you from your anger, draw you from the flesh, draw you from many things. As long as you allow the cross to walk, then Jesus can draw you. He said, by my cross, there is nothing too hard. I can draw any man. Now come and tell me that this thing is not living. I prayed it's not living. Masturbation, all this thing, I have a bad heart. You have not encountered the cross. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will retain a capacity to draw men by my cross. It is there that we saw that the cross has a magnetic power. That magnetic power will continue to draw you to him. Draw you to him until one day you realize that as he is, you are. One day by that effulgency, one day by that drawings. See, the days have come when we have to yield ourselves to the drawings of the Spirit. The Spirit will draw us again by the cross. Draw me away from the world to yourself. Draw me away from the flesh to yourself. Draw me away from self to yourself. Draw me away from ambition to yourself. Draw me away. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men and women, white and black, in the cities, in the villages, rich and poor men. As long as we desire to enter into the deep places of God, into the deep places of life, then we have to yield to the magnetic power that is in the cross, that is able to draw us from everything we are in the flesh to all that God has obtained for us in Christ. Pray for 2 minutes. Ask God, draw me.
One minute. Ask him, please, beseech him,
seen you, O God. Draw away from loss. Draw
to the precious living Son. Oh, come on. I am thine, O Lord. I have had thy mercy, and it shows thy love to me. Lord, I love to rise in the arms of flesh and be closer, Lord, to thee.
Draw me nearer,
draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou
art. Draw me nearer,
draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord,
oh Jesus,
to the precious.
Draw me nearer,
draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the breath. Just leave some.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
I leave everything I am in the flesh. My strength,
there
my weaknesses. As a natural man,
I leave them.
Draw me by your cross. Draw me away from my strength in the flesh.
Draw me
for whom
nearer.
You are in the spirit. Draw me away from my weaknesses in the flesh.
Nearer,
for whom you are.
Nearer.
Oh God. Oh
to the precious bleeding Son. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and he told thy love to me. And I long to rise in the and be closer to me.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Near a blessed Lord to the cross where thou art down.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer. Lord, to the precious Lord, I am thine, O Lord. I have had thy voice, and it's all thy love to me.
Jesus, Jesus.
But I love.
There is surgery going on. There is circumcision going on. Deliverance is going on.
And be closer, Lord, to me.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer. Near a blessed Lord to the cross where just leave it,
in Jesus. in Jesus' name.
Oh,
If you don't know what to say, ask God, walk deep in my heart. Let your cross go deep. I'm not even seeing myself. I want to be a man of life, but I cannot except your cross walks death to everything that is not of you. Amen. In Jesus. Play that song for 5 minutes. Make sure you stay under this atmosphere and pray your heart out. Cry your heart out. Let's give additional 3 minutes for you to do that. Don't leave here with that. Don't leave here without God treating your heart. You need heart treatment. You need heart treatment.
Oh, yeah.